Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of faith-filled words was recorded at the 2011 Grace and Faith Conference in the UK and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
This teaching on the power of faith-filled words. And as I said at the very beginning of this, I have mentioned this and talked about it on numerous occasions, and I refer to these kind of things, but I very seldom actually teach on all of that. And so this week, I have just been teaching on this, and I'm going to make a series out of this so that when I refer to something about the power and in your words, I'll be able to have a tape set and people will be able to get it and get it more in depth. But you know, we've seen a lot of great miracles happen just because of people beginning to understand the power of God's word and the power of God's word in our mouth when we speak. And so last night, I was building up to Mark chapter 11, verse 23. And remember, the background of it was that Jesus had cursed the fig tree. His disciples heard him say it. And in the morning, 24 hours later, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. It was instantly dead, but it took about 24 hours for the words that were spoken to have a visible effect on that. Boy, that's a powerful truth, and I talked about that. And here's how Jesus told his disciples, how he responded to them when they were shocked over seeing the fig tree withered away. He said in Mark chapter 11 and in verse 23, he says, "For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." That is a powerful passage of Scripture. And again, everything I've said is built up to this. The word that God spoke out of his mouth is what created the sun, the moon, the stars, the universe. That's the power of his words. That's how he released his faith. And then he spoke these words. We use scriptures over in 2 Peter chapter 1, that every word is God-breathed. It was inspired and spoken through men. How that Paul said that you receive the word as it is in truth, not the word of man, but as it is in truth, the word of God. That these are God's words. And when we take God's word and begin to speak it out of our mouth, it has this creative power in it that God used to create the universe. We gave examples of how Jesus marveled at a man's faith who was able to just say, "You speak the word only and my servant shall be healed. I don't have to have you come and lay your hand on him. I don't have to have you come into my house." He had faith in the word of God, and Jesus said that was the greatest display of faith he had ever seen. I contrasted that with Thomas, who said, "Unless I see, unless I'm able to put my finger into the print of the nails, I will not believe." Man, those are some powerful things we've already talked about. And so here's Jesus telling how he was able to do this. And again, he's emphasizing the power of words. There's three times in this verse that he said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that the things that he says come to pass, he will have whatsoever he says." Well, this is important. Your words are how you release your faith. And you've got to start speaking faith-filled words. And notice it says you have to believe that the things you say come to pass. I've already made reference to this briefly. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this morning. But it's important that you recognize you have to get to where you believe what you say comes to pass. And you can't do that if you are constantly saying things that you don't mean, and you don't fulfill your word, and you don't even make an attempt to fulfill your word. This is how most people live. They'll say they'll be someplace at a certain time, and that doesn't mean that they'll do it. It just means I'm going to try. It'll be somewhere around there. You listen to other people speak lies. We take everything we hear on the news, on the television, and we get to where we train ourselves that words aren't important. You're going to have to change this. You're going to have to get to where when you say something, you believe it. You don't say anything unless you mean it. You don't just speak things. You don't listen to other people speak lies. You have to get to a place to where you believe that what you say comes to pass. Boy, that is very, very, very important. And this is a lifestyle change. It's not just something where you come and have somebody lay their hands on you and you go out and everything is okay. You have to start training yourself, and it's going to take a change. You're going to have to get to where you mean what you say. I've had people come to me before and say things about, how do you think I look in this? You shouldn't ask me that unless you really want an honest opinion, because I'm not going to lie. I will try and be diplomatic. I have told people before, I said, you don't want my opinion. I'm nobody. Go ask somebody else. And I've tried to deflect it. But you know what? If a person just presses, I'll say, man, you really look fat in that. That really looks bad. You're having a bad hair day. I'll tell you the truth. I don't mean anything bad by it. But I've just gotten to where I'm going to tell people what I think. And there's a lot of you that won't do that. You just have been trained. You'll just flat out lie to a person. I don't guess you guys probably have seen this, but over in the United States, they have a commercial on the television about Geico. Do y'all have those commercials over here? Anyway, it's an insurance company. And they'll ask these questions about, can Geico really save you 20% on your insurance? And then they'll put up some absurd thing like, where have you been? Living under a rock or something like this. And one of their commercials is about Abe Lincoln, the president of the United States, and he was famous for always telling the truth. And so they say, will Geico save you 20%? And then they show Abe Lincoln, and they say, was Abe Lincoln really honest? And his wife, they have this person that's really fat, and she says, does this make me look fat? And he goes, well, maybe. It's really funny. But anyway, that's the way that I am. I didn't maybe present that as well as it was, but it's really funny. And, that's the way I am. If you ask me something, I'm going to tell you the truth to the best of my ability. And you have to get to where you don't say things that you don't mean. You don't lie. You don't misrepresent things. That doesn't mean you're supposed to be rude. But at the same time, you just got to get to where you believe that what you say is going to come to pass. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, most people today have been taught basically not to be honest like this. We've been taught to misrepresent things, to lie about people, to say whatever it takes to bless people. I was talking to the youth last night, and you know what? One of the questions that they had was about persecution and being ridiculed for being a Christian, and they were struggling with how do they cope with this, and should they be open with their witness and stuff. And I've just learned to be who I am, even if who I am isn't right. You got to be honest. You got to be real about who you are. You got to do this in your relationship with God. Sometimes you just have to tell the Lord, Father, I want to be full of faith, but right now I'm just not there. Amen. And you got to be honest. He knows these things anyway. You've got to get to where you're honest. When I'm introduced, this is amazing to me, but when I'm introduced into a new group of people, the dominant thing that they'll say nearly every time is that he's exactly the same in private as you see him on TV, or he's exactly the same. And I think, what is everybody else? That just amazes me. But this is the number one way that people introduce me, and it's just because I'm exactly the same. And I guess other people aren't the same. Other people are able to put on a religious front and stuff. You've got to get to where you operate in integrity, where you say the truth. You get to where when you say something, you mean it, and you are going to do it, and you will do it regardless of the consequences. You know, not too long ago, we had a project in the United States where I moved into this 110,000 square foot building. Only 10,000 square foot was really usable, and the rest was a warehouse, and I was going to fix it up. And I had to take out a $3.2 million loan to do it. And when I bought the building, the banker told me, he says, we wouldn't have given you the money for the building if we hadn't have already approved that we'd give you this construction loan. And so they said, it'll only be a week or so, and you'll have your money to start construction. 9 months later, we still didn't have that money, and we had been frustrated, and we met with the banker, and he says, you know, it's been 9 months. Let's just start the whole process over. Let's go get another evaluation. And all I could see was another 9 months. And I said, I'm not going to do this. And so I started praying, and it's a long story. I could share a lot of things about this, but the Lord spoke to me and said, I don't want you to take out a loan. I want you to just trust me for the money. Your partners are the bank, and your partners will enable you to do this without going in debt. And I really felt like that was God speaking to me. But you know, I spent about 2 weeks praying about it. Because if I told my partners that I wasn't going to take out a loan, then I wasn't going to take out a loan. And I remember telling Dave, I told him, I said, if tomorrow these banks that we've tried to get a loan from were to come back to me and tell me that they're going to loan me the full $3.2 million, I won't take it. If I say that this is what God told me, this is what we will do. And at that time, the way the money was coming into our ministry, I sat down and figured it out. And we had just expanded and nearly doubled our television expense. And so if money had come in at the same rate that it had been coming in the year or two previous to that, it would have taken me over 100 years to come up with this $3.2 million extra. Our ministry would have been totally destroyed.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the power of faith-filled words. This five-part teaching series was recorded at the 2011 Grace and Faith Conference in Buxton, England. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1075 for CD or R3218 for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RD10 titled Speak to the Mountain About God when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area.
I'd like to ask you to pray about helping us as a partner. We've advertised partnership before, but specifically, we are in the process of building a campus to accommodate at least 3,000 people at our main facility in the Colorado Springs area. We're now in the process of building these buildings, and it's going to be quite a task. I mean, it's expensive, but we are going to be training people. You know, sometimes your work that you're able to do is dependent upon the tools that you have, and we need this tool of this facility to be able to train these people. So if you'd like to join with us, you can call 719-635-1111 and become a foundation partner today.